I invite you to participate with me in the dialogue I'm going to create with my innate and put yourself into that same mode where you are having this same dialogue. It's just a guide for how you might do a dialogue with your own innate. So I invite you to close your eyes, connect in, and begin your own conversation. And it might go something like this: Dear innate, I instruct you to release the correct chemistry for my body. Dear innate, I give you instructions to heal the areas within my body that require healing. Dear innate, I instruct you to communicate with my intuition so that I may receive help from others that could be needed in order to create perfect health and balance within my body. Dear innate and my intuition, allow the synchronicity to unfold that I need to find those that can assist me in my journey of health. Dear guides and angels connected in with my innate and my intuition, help to orchestrate the perfect meeting of the right place at the right time, where I will have such a knowingness that that person, that healer, that helper is the right one for me. And so it's as simple as that request. It is gone out, and trust that your own knowingness will never ever fail you. That is the pure intent you've delivered. And so it's just about allowing things to unfold, and you are in control of all of it. You are in control to say, yes, this person is for me. No, I don't think that's what I need. I'll keep looking. You are magnificent, and your own magnificence will guide you to exactly what you need for your highest good. And now let us all enjoy, for our highest good, another beautiful message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth message of this month, and we have given these messages a perception, a title, if you wish, and it's all about timing. Timing is so interesting to all humanity, especially when you look backwards in history and you see some things that should have been intuitive, perhaps, many, many years before they were actually even thought of. And it makes you wonder why it was that perhaps inventors hadn't thought of things earlier that were right in front of them. The greatest example that I've given before is flight, when the Chinese had kites thousands of years before the Wright brothers put it together with an engine. These are things that we tell you, because obviously there is timing involved in information that is given to humanity. Now, you might say that sounds very controlling, that there would be a God who would withhold things. Let's put it this way. If you had a kindergarten class, would you then pour the books of algebra to them? And the answer is no, they're not ready. They're not ready. They have to go through school. Their minds have to develop. They have to get used to arithmetic. They have to see how the numbers work before you have to then give them something that would be a higher way of calculating. And the same is for that which we will call the dark and light balance of the planet. Is there physics being withheld from the intuition of humanity? And the answer is yes. Now, the intellectuals right now go crazy, for they hear this and they roll their eyes and they laugh and they laugh and they say, no, we are very smart. We can go anywhere we want to in our inventions, and we're on our own. The ceiling is the limit. Dear ones, you don't know what you don't know. When some of the ahas start to occur about the multidimensional physics and the use of it in everyday life, when that starts to happen, you're going to ask yourself, why wasn't this seen before? You have all of these marvelous technologies, the beginning of artificial intelligence and robotics and driverless cars, and along will come a physics principle that has nothing to do with any of that. It's a, what I call, head slapper, and you'll go, oh. And some of those principles will start to occur. You've had an energy around you, all of humanity. When you discovered things that were magnetic and were able to put together materials to create magnets, you were looking at immense and lastable, sustainable power that never goes away, that never takes the resources of the planet. It's always there, and it sits there. When you finally realize that you can put those magnets together to make turning wheels that will turn forever, as long as the mechanics of the wheel last, as long as you lubricate it and it won't stop, you'll start to see, oh, why didn't we think of that earlier instead of burning coal or making heat? You've gone so far with the expense of steam engines. Yes, your nuclear power are elaborate steam engines. That's all they do, dear ones. You see what you've done? You've taken the old energy paradigms of how you're going to make power and electricity, and you've extended them for hundreds of years. Now here comes a head slapper, something that has always been there. We'll continue. So what is this about? It's about the timing of information that's given to humanity. Yes, it's given as it is graduate, as there's more light on the planet, as it's ready. Dear ones, I'd like to tell you that on an individual level, that's exactly what happens. I am speaking now, not just to those who are inventors, or perhaps not just to the healers that are waiting perhaps for another process that's going to come, that's going to enhance their healing abilities and what they do. I'm even talking to individuals about projects that are coming, new books to be written, the ahas of why you're here, or what you could do, or what you might discover. That's also in the timing of your own life and the dark and light levels that are around you, the awarenesses. You'll have a tremendous awareness start to happen. It's going to open a whole new life of why you're here or what you might do next. And it starts to adjust perhaps what you think about others and perhaps your whole purpose on the planet. In 2017, my partner finally received the core information that was given by the Star Mothers. After all of the years he had been channeling and teaching, it took till 2017 for him to receive that information. And what did he do with that? He did what so many of you do, and we've said this before, and it's even part of the timing that we have given to you in the last 3 weeks. You go and you act on it instantly when you're given the information, because that is that knee-jerk reaction that you have with timing. When an authority gives you something and shows you the path, you open the door and try to walk the path, not understanding that maybe, just maybe, that was a precursor of information and a signal for you to stop and wait for a better time, for a time of synchronicity, for a time that you didn't expect. That has been the lesson of timing. But in my partner's case, it was information. And it wasn't until in 2021 that he realized that this could then be presented. So, dear ones, this is a lesson for you about timing. And I will say it yet again, that information, especially to those who are healers, inventors, or those who are waiting for perhaps something else that would have an enhancement of light on this planet, and I don't mean physical. Something that would happen with consciousness is coming as well. With governments are coming as well. With corporations and how you do business, conscious capitalism is coming. There may actually be other countries that started before the United States. It's coming. These are things that you don't expect, and they'll happen in the synchronicity of the time as you begin to graduate into more light. Now, what does this mean to you? Try and be more specific. Some of you are awakening to new realities, and it's changing your whole life, your whole perspective. And I'll tell you something that happens when you start awakening to a bigger truth. So interesting. You think to yourself, is there a greater purpose for my life? No matter who you are, what you've done for all of your life, whether you're 25 or 65 or 75, what you've done all of your life starts to fade away in importance to how you now feel. So some of you are pushing the envelope, as they say, of what you're supposed to do. What's next for you? What's it about? What are the books perhaps you're supposed to read or write? Or what are the things before you? Healers are starting to become healers, and that's not how you started out. Channelers are starting to become channelers, and that's not how you started out. And so here is my advice to all of those of you personally who are awakening in this new energy. Go slow. Understand that first there is the energy, the love, the aha, the awakening. You awaken from a sleep, and you start to look at that which is around you, which is new. And perhaps you're presented with some ideas or some intuitions. Now that you're here, dear one, the Spirit is saying, look at this. It's beautiful. Try not to have the same knee-jerk reaction my partner did. Say, I love this. Perhaps it's for me. And then wait. Wait until the synchronicities show up to allow those things for you. Go slow. No matter how old you are chronologically, there is time for you to develop all of those things. Truly, there is. Because you're going to live longer. Because you've awakened to a grander truth. And that is still another. Something is going to happen in medicine, or what you say is medicine, to allow humanity to live a much longer life. Discoveries that will not be covered up. Things that will be applicable to every single human of every age. It's coming. Dear ones, all of these things I am telling you, and I've said before, is about timing. The more light on the planet, the more ahas there will be in all departments. That ought to tell you that I'm right, that the light-dark balance of this planet is where the information is, and it will be given to you as you awaken. This is the love that Spirit has for you, and this planet is starting to awaken. And so it is.